Sitting in my kitchen learning about Canada, I am shocked. It never crossed my mind that there were these extraordinary barriers to trade within Canada between provinces. I thought until 5 minutes ago that if you were a doctor in one province in Canada, that you could move to another province without any problem whatsoever. But it turns out that each province has its own rules about what training they will recognize. And the example was given on this podcast I've just listened to that said a doctor in Edmonton wanting to move to Toronto find that there are huge obstacles in the way that they have to do more exams and they could be a doctor for 20 years. I mean, it's bananas, isn't it? Similarly, car seats that are made in Quebec and car seats that are made in Ontario are not only different, but you can't sell the ones made in Quebec in Ontario, and you can't sell the ones made in Ontario in Quebec. Now, I can't quite remember if the podcaster said that this had just been changed recently and that nobody's very happy about it. But what he did say was that there are thousands and thousands of products that are in exactly that same situation. Now, it's a guy called Matt Galloway, and it's on the CBC podcast. And I didn't even know what CBC was, but it's Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, I think. And at a Toastmasters meeting yesterday, the new member who joined the Toastmasters Club One Country One Word spoke about her life in Canada, and she was introducing herself to the rest of the people, and she said that one thing she loves to do is to listen to this CBC radio station, which has podcasts, and I think she might have even said it has some kind of videos. But anyway, I just thought, this is crazy. And apparently it's been going on for ages. So, I don't know, does the same thing exist in the United States? If you're producing a product in, I don't know, let's say Wyoming, can it be sold in Florida? Or California and North Dakota? I've no idea. But of course, actually within Europe, there is a big issue about the recognition of qualifications that people have from one job to another. And within the professions, there's a lot of restrictive practices. But I'm no expert on this. I'm just still recovering from the shock. Did you know this about Canada? I kind of imagine nobody knows it about Canada except maybe people who live in Canada.